All right, we're coming back again, and today we're talking about the six focus points. I've really gotten to a lot of detail on the first four. If you're just tuning in, you can go back and listen to all of these via podcast, or you can visit roymatlankjr.com. You can listen right to it on the website, but also you can download it or sign up and subscribe to our podcast. And then once a day, 5 days a week, you're going to receive something, kind of a reminder that says, hey, here's a little tidbit on your money. And if you think about this, when it comes to anything you want to be great at, I mean, I play a lot of competitive golf, and so I practice and I read and I turn around and take golf lessons. You know, I read an article just this week, a guy named Victor Hovland. He's a young up-and-coming PGA tour guy that's doing great. You know, he lived over in, I think, Norway, some place like that. But anyway, it's only 5 hours a day of daylight, and now here the guy is on the PGA Tour. Guess how he did it? He learned how to play golf on YouTube, watching. Isn't that something? I mean, there's so if you go out and you work on self-educating, you can really do things. So I'm going to help you get educated. You can do a couple things. You can listen to the podcast. You can go to roymatlankjr.com. I have a 13-part, 45-minute A to Z on Zoom that can be delivered to you by email that you can watch it at your own pace, and you will learn the A to Z's of money. All right, so there's no excuse to be making poor money decisions other than you're just not putting any time into learning. And the people I'm talking, if you're listening right now, I'm preaching to the choir. You already know why it's important. But the interesting part about it is the more money that people make, the more they are inclined to have a financial advisor. You would think it'd be the other way around, but it's not. And so go to roymatlankjr.com, do some of these downloads, download the budget sheet, do all these kind of things. So now we're getting to point number five, and that's called time. First thing you got to remember is if you try to get rich quick investing, you're probably going to get broke quick. I've made some stupid decisions coming up, you know, on things that I thought, oh, you know, everything is easy. You know, you think if it looks easy, then you're in the wrong investment. All right. Everything takes time. Get rich quick is 15 to 20 years. Have you ever heard people say, man, I had a chance to buy that property 20 years ago and look what happened? Okay. And now I wish I'd have done it, all that kind of stuff. Guys, if you are listening right now, the most important thing that you can do is to begin. You know, I have people that get started with me. I have a client that he started with me with $25 a month back in the 80s, and you know, broke, you know, just barely was making, had kids, and you know, didn't have any money, and we signed him up for a $25 a month mutual fund. Now if you didn't know this, you can actually open those things for $50 a month. Can you believe right now you can open up a Roth IRA and put it into a mutual fund, and there's funds out there that have had huge long-term track records that you can open them for $50. Why would everyone should have one of those? I mean, can you believe, and have it monthly pulled out? Well, anyway, this client of mine, he started at $25, and over 30 years ago, now he's got over $800,000. He did not from putting $25 in, but as he made more money, he got in the habit of saving money on a regular basis. Then 401ks kicked in, did that kind of stuff. And now he's retired. He and his wife are retired, and they've accumulated that money. They got their house paid, all these kind of things. So time, 15 to 20 years, is called get rich quick. If you can go out there and start and you're 25, 30 years old and you're 50 and you know you're done, all right, I mean, that you've made it, that you made it happen, I mean, how great would that be? So the first important thing you can do is get started, okay? It takes time to be competent in anything, especially investing. So you get with an advisor, then you study yourself. You can have educated questions about your money. You start understanding that your money actually, it's not a dollar. It's a dollar plus what the dollar can turn into. So one day you start thinking to yourself, man alive, I need to get my money working. I need to know what's going on. I don't need to have money sitting there that's doing nothing. All right. I need to get my money working. If you have your money sitting, getting nothing, it's like it would be like running a business and having all a bunch of lazy employees that don't even work, and you're paying them, but you're not getting anything out of it. Guys, you have to put your money, okay, to work for you. And so the way you put your money to work for you is you get on a system. You know, I believe this, that if you want to become financially successful, there's four parts. You can put these four parts into your brain and say, this is what I got to have, and if I don't have it, I need to get it. And if you do that, you will get there. What's part number one? Part number one is a written plan. That plan goes from the defense and the offense, the written budget, everything that goes along with it, the goal, the GPS, the plan, the schedule, all these kind of things. Say, I want to be here at a certain time, you know, and this is how much I want to have. I got to calculate all this. So we come up with a goal, and we find out that that goal requires this much savings, and we put it on our refrigerator and said, here's my FIN number. We call it a financial independence number. We teach people that. We can show you how to take your money, and we apply interest rates and inflation rates and assume, you know, kind of returns that we think we might be able to get. And we can say, look, here's your FIN number. You need this much cash saved so you can quit forever and never worry about it. And then you need to have this much per month going in. And we're going to take advantage of all the tax benefits and things like that. And we're going to give it time, and off we go. So number five focus is time. Every investment will always revert to the mean. What that means is that real estate gets 4 to 5%, the market gets has been getting 10 forever. So we can go in and we can say, well, here's what we think based on the past, what it's going to do. And then you just start calculating compound interest. And, you know, I remember I got a compound interest calculator, a Texas Instrument compound interest calculator. And I remember saying, here's the present value and the future value and the compounding rate and all this kind of stuff. And now you got all that stuff on the internet, but it got me motivated. I said, now if I save this much money, I'm going to get to a certain point and I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be financially sound. You know, what I mean by that is, you know, I'm doing good. I've got all my debts paid off other than, you know, my mortgage. I don't have car payments or credit cards. I got an emergency fund. I got some money in my retirement. I got a positive cash flow, meaning I got more coming in than I got going out. So I'm moving forward all the time. That's getting financially sound. Then you go from financially sound to becoming financially independent. That's when you get to a point where you know that you can live a basic lifestyle, that you're going to be set for life. You know, what is the least amount of money I could live on and survive? And I've got that much set aside that'll never run out. That's step number two. Step number three is you're going to have your a wealthy number, and that wealthy number is where not only do you live great and do everything, you're going to leave money behind and stuff like that. So step number one of the four parts that I believe are key is to have a plan, a written plan. Step number two is you got to have ongoing education. I want to compliment you if you're listening right now, because most people spend no time on their money and they wonder why they don't have success. I mean, think about this. If we go on a vacation, we sort out all the different hotels and the ratings and the reviews, and then we look for airline tickets, and we, you know, get our dates together, and we plan, and we do all this kind of stuff, and then we spend the day or two before getting just working like crazy, getting it all done. But most people don't put any time and energy into understanding what's going to cause them to get financially independent. Now, you know, I don't think money is everything, but it's pretty close to air. All right. I mean, you know, I've never seen anybody running around the world saying, oh, I'm so excited, I'm broke. Matter of fact, not only am I excited about being broke, my car's getting taken from me. I'm even more excited about that. My home's getting foreclosed on me and I'm broke. No, nobody likes that. All right. What you want to do is you want to be moving in a positive direction. You want to be able to do things and all that stuff. And then the next part of time that you need to learn is learn the rule of 72 and make financial decisions accordingly. What is the rule of 72? It says it tells you how many years it takes your money to double at a compounded interest rate. So if you get 10% and you put $10,000 in 7 years, year, you're going to have 20,000. So your 10 that you blew cost you 20 7 years from now. So we go in, we start making our decisions based on the rule of 72, how that works. And then we start getting motivated. We say, wow, we can do this. Hey, visit roymatlockjr.com to get some of these back podcasts or to download some of our free resources. We'll be right back. roymatlockjr.com. My name is Roy Matlock Jr., and we will be right back.